And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 9th of November, 2013. It's the birthday of Ivan Turgenev, born in Orel, Russia, 1818, author of Fathers and Sons. It's the birthday of the poet Anne Sexton, born in Newton, Massachusetts, 1928. It was on this day, 1967, the first issue of Rolling Stone magazine was published in San Francisco. It's the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night in 1938 when German Nazis coordinated a nationwide attack on Jewish homes and businesses and synagogues, inspired by the murder of a German diplomat by a Jew in Paris. And Hitler used that to stage a fake uprising in response. He and Joseph Goebbels contacted stormtroopers around the country, told them to attack Jewish buildings, but to make the attacks look like spontaneous demonstrations. The police were told not to interfere with them and to arrest the Jewish victims instead. Firefighters were told to put out only fires in any adjacent properties, not Jewish properties. In all, more than 1,000 synagogues were burned or destroyed. Rioters looted about 7,500 Jewish businesses, vandalized Jewish hospitals, schools, and cemeteries. Many of the attackers were neighbors of the victims. It was the beginning of the Holocaust. Before Kristallnacht in 1938, the Nazis had killed people secretly and individually. And after Kristallnacht, the Nazis felt free to persecute Jews openly because they knew that nobody would stop them. And it was on this day in 1989 the Berlin Wall came down in Germany. It was a tumultuous year. Poland had free elections. The communists lost. Hungary opened its border with Austria. On November the 4th, more than 500,000 protesters turned out in East Berlin, chanting, "Wir sind das Volk, we are the people," demanding reforms. November 9th was a gray, cold Thursday. East German officials decided to loosen travel restrictions for their citizens, hoping to quiet the unrest. Thousands of East Berliners thronged to the wall. The border guards weren't sure just what to do about it and what was the procedure, but they did not want to open fire. And meanwhile, the crowds were growing larger. And finally, the guards had no choice but to let the people through. And in the days that followed, Germans from both sides tore down the wall with hammers and pickaxes and screwdrivers. Here's a poem for today by Kirsten Dierking, entitled Greenwich. At the Naval Museum, I look at Nelson's uniform, the one he was wearing the day he was killed, and the bullet's damage to the blue coat is surprisingly slight. Just before he died, he said, "Thank God I have done my duty." He must have been a little afraid of not being able to do the heroic work required of him. It's a lovely day in late March. The sun and daffodils are out. We walk to the observatory, straddle the prime meridian, try to feel our blood flowing back and forth between hemispheres. There's a lot of laughter, young people clowning around, adults striking silly poses for photographs. And why not? One day, won't we all have to be brave? Kirsten Dierking's poem Greenwich, from her collection Tether, published by Spout Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And also supported by PBS, presenting a new presidential portrait from American experience, JFK, premieres Monday at 9, 8 Central on PBS. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.